the civic education program being coordinated by the electoral office got off to a good start on Monday. According to the officials at the electoral office, the program is timely as activities are also ongoing for Emancipation Month. Supervisor of Elections Dora James explained why the theme for the program was selected.
All of us have a contribution to make. This period, emancipation period, all are we ladies now. And so we want to embrace the theme, encouraging persons to understand that they have a part to play. They matter. And because they matter, that is why we brought up that theme, that everybody needs to understand that they have a contribution to make. Take, for example, we are dealing with the electoral process. We expect that people would come to us to register. They have a responsibility to be correct with their information, to be truthful. I am living here. I've been living here for the past 6 months, and I am seeking an ID card because I am eligible. And also, for those persons who are not Vincentians by birth, but have come to live in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and are part of the Commonwealth, that they too understand that if you are seeking to be part and parcel of the registration process, you too must be truthful.
Mrs. James said the program is focusing on electoral matters and outlined plans to embrace other topics going forward.
I think also in terms of the timing, we felt that civic education will help the whole process in terms of the electoral process. We will speak to person's responsibility. Yes, we are focusing on electoral matters, but we want to extend our program right up to 2025 by God's grace. And inclusively, we would embrace other ministries, other departments that would assist in helping to build that network as we spread the gospel in terms of the civic duty of all of our nationals. We have a civic duty to vote. It's a right, but people take it for granted that, you know, they wake up this morning, they were born, and they walk into that freedom to vote, and they take it for granted, and they must know the history. They must know from whence we came.
Supervisor of Election Dora James. Meanwhile, Deputy Supervisor of Elections Sylvester King spoke of the impact of slavery on the electoral process.
You would remember from history the impact that slavery would have had on individuals and how slavery left its mark, its tarnishing mark. And even when we look at how some of us are operating, it is clear that somehow we have not liberated ourselves. And we really want people to begin to understand, like the song says, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None can free us but ourselves. And we want persons to have that kind of experience. Also, we wanted to begin to change the narrative and the dialogue and discussions on the ground. And so with the insight from the supervisor, she thought that what a wonderful time to launch a program and also to reflect on what slavery did and how we can move past that impact.
Deputy Supervisor of Elections Sylvester King. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.